Job chapter 5. Call now, and see if there is anyone who answers you, and to which of the holy ones will you turn? For wrath kills the foolish man, and jealousy causes the simple-minded man to die. I have seen the foolish taking root, but I suddenly realized how his home would be. His sons are far from salvation, and are crushed at the gate, and there is no one to deliver them, whose harvest the hungry will eat, which they will take from among the thorns, as destruction swallows up their wealth. Although sorrow does not come out of the soil, and wretchedness does not sprout from the ground, yet man is born to face toil, as surely as sparks fly upward. But I would seek God, and with God I would set out my case. He performs great deeds, of which there is no searching out, wonders of which there is no limit. He provides rain on the surface of the earth, and he sends water onto the surface of the open places. He sets the lowly on high, so that those who mourn are exalted in salvation, frustrating the thoughts of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform with competence. Taking the wise in their own cunning, so that the counsel of the deceitful is forestalled. By day they meet with darkness, and as at night, so they grope at noon. But he saves the poor from the sword, from their blade, and from the hand of the strong, so that the lowly have hope, and injustice shuts its mouth. Behold, blessed is the man whom God reproves. So do not reject the correction of the Almighty, for he causes pain, but he binds up again. He bruises, but his hands heal again. He will deliver you from 6 adversities, and in 7 no harm will touch you. In famine he will save you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. You will be hidden from the scourge of slander, and you will not fear devastation if it comes. You will laugh at devastation and starvation, and you will not be afraid of the beasts of the earth, for you will have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the wild beasts will be at peace with you. And you will know that your tent is at peace, and when you check your tent, you will not miss anything. And you will know that your seed is many, and your offspring is as the grass of the earth. You will go to the grave in ripe old age, like the gathering in of a stack of corn in its season. Behold this account, we have searched it out. It is so. Hear it and know it, for your own sake.